Tuesday.
Wendy, this should be, this should be interesting because normally you and I do the bonus hour from the same studio that we do the regular two-hour show in. But today they're painting that studio, so they have relegated us to a small supply closet.
No. First of all, hello.
Hi.
It's not really a small supply closet because
it's a very small room.
This is a production studio.
Right. Right, right, right.
Ernie works in here. Catherine
But would you
works
say it's about a tenth of the size of our normal studio? Is that about a fair assessment?
Yeah, it reminds me of when I was back at Triton College Radio. I think even that studio was bigger.
Yeah, this is very small.
Which
we can't even play Nerf basketball during the show like we usually do.
No, but it proves to me that we could really do this show absolutely anywhere.
Yeah. Well, we'll know at the end of this. I think what they're trying to do is this is an experiment, and every hour they'll move us to a smaller room. It'll be like
the,
you know, the Russian nesting dolls. Yeah, it'll be like the radio version of the Russian nesting dolls.
And sponsored by Nest.
By Nest Tea.
And Nest, which is like the smart home thing.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I forgot they existed. So, yeah, this is an experiment to see if we go crazy or, you know, it's because at some point it's just going to, there'll be no oxygen. We can't even let Jasmine, our producer, in. She's out in the hall.
She's looking in the little slit in the door.
Yeah. This is strange.
You know what?
Your college was larger than this, the station was?
Well,
the studio you broadcasted from, yeah,
it was. This was like the guest booth. This was about the size of the guest booth. And again, this was Triton College Radio Station WRRG, which is still there.
Yeah,
they've probably been renovated since then. But the actual on-air studio, a little bigger than this, because this was the old days where you had to have albums behind you.
Right.
So yeah, this is small. It could be smaller. I think next week it's going to be smaller.
Might be.
Did you see there's a supply closet next door to here? I think that's where we are next week.
I'm up for that challenge. Between jobs for me, so when my WLS days were over but my WGN days had not started, there was a period there where I wasn't working. And there was a downstate radio station that I applied for, and they sent for me. They said, yeah, come on down. We'd like to meet you, right? So they showed me now I was used to working. I worked in a lot of the same places you worked,
yeah.
You know, at the Loop, at Q101, at WLS, where everything was, like human being sized, right? I was used to stuff being the size of humans, right? So they were very, very nice people at this radio station in downstate Illinois. They were looking at me to do the morning show there, and I'm not making this up. Their station was in a trailer. It was there were wheels on the radio station, and they were showing me the studio, and I thought they were kidding. They go, this is where you'll sit there. I go, wait, you're serious? Like that? That's how small it was. And I said, where will the producer sit? And the two guys giving me the tour just kind of looked at each other, and I go, well, he can't possibly sit in here. There's no room for a second guy. And they go, well, you would also be producing the show.
I'm surprised you didn't take that job.
Yeah, I should have taken it.
It's
very glamorous.
My first paid radio job was at an AM Christian ethnic station on Sanders and Dundee Road in Northbrook.
Yeah.
And it was just a little house.
Yeah.
I used to have to go there on Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. And this is when I was in my 20s, early 20s. So I couldn't really go out on Saturday night, or I would just stay up all night and then drive to Northbrook and turn the station on. And it hit, I mean, I was responsible for that. I had to take transmitter readings because back in the old days, you had to do all those readings yourself.
Yeah.
And then, there'd be a pre-recorded, thing that was on. Oh, I think for the first hour, I got to play Christian rock.
Oh. Like, who were you playing at the time?
Michael W. Smith.
I know who that
Amy
is.
Amy Grant.
Some Striper?
Yes, Striper.
Yeah.
I don't really think they're Christian.
I
think, you know, the...
Some of it is a little more religious-based. Some of it's a more poppy sound, but they throw in...
Yeah, but they knew they weren't going to make a mark next to Motley Crue or anything, so they said, here's an idea.
Yeah.
Let's be a heavy metal Christian band.
Yeah.
Because God liked to rock.
Boy, we know that for a fact, don't we? That's a given.
So I did a music, an hour of music, and then
an hour of prayer.
No, then it was the Croatian hour.
Oh.
So I know how to say all the numbers in Croatian. Like, I think nula is nine.
Yeah.
Osam, četiri. I'm saying numbers, hopefully.
So can I guess what band they played at the Croatian station? Counting Croatians? Did they play any of their music? The Black Croatians? Did they play any of theirs?
Keep going. You got one more in you?
I don't think I do. I don't think I do. Somewhere Artie Johnson is smiling.
They didn't play any music. This guy did a talk show in Croatian.
Oh, he did?
And I ran his board.
Oh,
so
that's
I
fun.
Had, he would just point to me when it was commercials. But this was my first. I mean, this is what you do.
Yeah, right.
This is what you do
that's
to get
you, right.
your foot
it's
in the door.
The ladder.
Yeah.
It's another rung on the ladder.
A lot of people expect to like graduate from college and then
right.
host middays on WGN. That's not going to happen.
No. Impossible.
And then after that was a polka show.
Wow.
And then
what a resume. That's impressive.
Yeah, but it made me well-rounded because
no,
that's why
did.
I could run the board.
It did.
And, you know, I could
yeah.
produce my own show because yeah. it was only 1 hour, unlike you in downstate Illinois in a trailer.
I swear to you, I almost took it because I wasn't
well,
working.
Well, yeah. And
but the thought of working in a space that confined, you know.
Was the trailer all your own? Like no one else was in it when you were broadcasting?
They part of it had salespeople in it. It was like the weirdest configuration. Like, do you ever see it at the Barnum and Bailey Circus where a bunch of clowns get into a car?
Yeah.
You know, how do they fit all those clowns in a car? It was the radio version of that. Like from the outside, you go, well, that's just a trailer. And then inside, every square inch was being utilized.
So not a trailer home that just looks like a ranch house. This was actually on wheels.
It had been grounded. There were still wheels on it, but it had been like grounded so that it
like
couldn't...
they put a brick behind the wheel.
Concrete, like big concrete.
Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah. And I swear to you, because I, you know, after a while, you've been through this where you're not working. You go, I got to make money.
It's radio,
and
you
it's
know,
still radio. And, my skill set is very narrow.
Yeah, mine is too.
I don't have any other abilities at all. So, you know, whenever I would apply for regular jobs, it was obvious it wasn't going to, I didn't have any of the skills that were necessary. Except, when they were opening up the casino in Des Plaines,
yeah,
I
that's
came
got your
very
name
close
written
to
all over
working
it.
For them.
But didn't you gamble a lot
yes.
then? So that would have been your death. That really would have been.
Right. I'm almost positive
you would have lost
right.
your house, your wife, your daughters, because
yeah,
really, that's like letting an alcoholic be a bartender. I'm
is.
Not even being funny.
No, it is.
You would be tempted. You know, all your breaks, you'd gamble all your money away.
I had already,
wow.
like, the time frame was such that I had already stopped gambling when I applied for it. But still, you go...
You're still
if
fresh.
If you're a guy who's not gambling, do you think a casino is in your best interest?
No, that would have been, like, your own after-school special.
Well, here's the way... right.
Wait, really? We would have seen it followed
right.
on the news. Bill Lev,
no,
former radio
right.
star.
Now living in a gutter.
And you didn't take the trailer job, but at least you've been living in a trailer.
And because I don't drink, or I'm not much of a drinker, I'd be in a gutter, and I'd have like a grape knee-high, and people would go, what, he's drunk from grape knee-high? What's wrong with that guy? Here's the way I figured it out in my head.
Yeah, why didn't you get that job?
Oh, it was crazy.
Because that's, you know how to play cards, you know how to deal,
well,
you look good in a tux.
I do look good in a tux, Wendy. I really do. Every part of the process, I aced. Like, everything, like, there was a quiz about blackjack and stuff, and I know that game.
8 plus
out.
What equals 21?
13, but you can, the odds of getting a 13 card, you know, that's slim and none. All right, so I aced that part, and then there was
aced,
an interview with one of the high-ranking casino officials. And then they had us do this role play... with other people that were there, and I did so well at that, and then I didn't get called back. And
what kind of role playing? I'm sorry, I'm just curious. It's
where
like
I would be the dealer, so we would take turns. All right, I'm the dealer, and then there's four people around the table. So they said, just give us some banter. Like, what would you talk about with the people? You know, and I've been around people.
You're a good banterer.
I can do that. So that's that. I mean, it was great. I had everybody laughing and having a good time. And I said, you know, my theory is the more fun they're having, even if they're losing money, they're still going to stay at the table. And that's good for you. And you see, like, the two guys are looking at each other and nodding, and they've got a clipboard and they're checking stuff off. And then I didn't even get a call back after that. And I thought, that's weird. They liked everything I said and did. So I drove back there on my own.
Because it was killing you.
I said, I'm just curious, guys. I get it. I didn't get the job. But why didn't I get it? What went wrong? And they said, well, you know, we know that as soon as you get another job offer, you're going to be gone that day. And I go, well, try me. And maybe I won't. Maybe I'll stay. We know
well,
you.
Well, they're right. And they were very honest with you.
They were very honest. But now in my head, because I used to gamble a lot. You know that, right? And then I stopped. But then I thought, the way I'll make it work for me is I'll still be gambling, but I'll be gambling for the casino. I'll be the blackjack dealer trying to win money, not for me, but for the casino.
Still dangerous territory.
Still
there.
Is very dangerous territory.
It's a good thing you didn't get it.
I think so, too. But still, you know, when you're out of work and you're looking for something and you go, well, this is it. How can I not get this? And then not getting it, very demoralizing.
It does suck. It sucks getting fired.
Yeah.
Even if, like, your position's eliminated or
right.
We got fired for another radio person to take our job. And it hurts.
Yes.
Even if, like, you didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
It's bothersome. And then to apply for a job. I applied for a job. I was just telling my kids this the other day. It's like, follow your heart. And you may have some crappy jobs to begin with.
Yeah.
But ultimately, you will do what you love.
Oh, sure. Right. Definitely.
You know, I drove out to Peoria to try and get an on-air position there. I drove in the middle of a blizzard. And my mom's car, I didn't even have a car at the time. They wouldn't hire me. WWCT, like 106 FM.
They give you a reason?
No, and it was so weird, Bill, because I got there and they made me do an on-air audition like right then. Not actually on-air, I shouldn't say that, but they put me in a production room, much like what we're in right now.
Yeah.
And they just said, okay, pretend you're doing a show, do an hour. And it was weird. And
so
inside,
they were listening live, or they
no,
recorded
I taped it.
And then you
I
gave
taped
them the tape.
It.
Yeah.
And you know, it was like the new me would be like, "Oh no, I can't do that." The old me was like, "Okay, where's this? Okay, reel to reel there. Okay, cool. Leave me alone, and I'll do it."
Yeah.
And I was proud of myself, and I did it, and I thought it was pretty good. And they just said, "Okay, you know, we'll let you know." And I never heard from them.
Oh.
And then the same thing happened going to DeKalb.
Oh.
And I drove up there and I did an audition and I knew the guy, George McFly, my friend who was on
B96
for a while.
Yeah, I remember.
He
him.
Worked up there, you know, and I didn't get the job. And then lo and behold, like 2 months later, I got the job at The Loop here in Chicago.
I kind of think that's better.
I do, but you know, so you always wonder if that would have come through.
What would it be different?
Yeah
and
right. If your gambling job would have come through,
I'd still be there.
You would be.
Probably.
All unshaven? You wouldn't be using Harry's razors?
No, that's true.
It would be bad.
There's no endorsements like for blackjack dealers. Like, while you would think they would say, this would be a good time for the blackjack dealer to be throwing down endorsements, but they don't do that.
Maybe a Genghis.
Right.
Formal wear.
Hey, James Bond, that tux is awfully becoming. Where'd you purchase that? Funny you ask.
All right. We are on the stream of consciousness, the bonus hour. Jasmine's recording this.
Is Judy going to even be able to fit in here with us?
Yeah, she's going to come and sit up where Jasmine is, but she's been taping this. I did not approve this, Jasmine. Are you live streaming this?
I'm live streaming.
Oh, see, you guys, I didn't put lipstick on.
I didn't either.
I had a little break here. You got to tell.
We're being bamboozled.
Live radio, I get, but live streaming, I didn't zhuzh.
Right.
I didn't zhuzh my hair.
People are going to think you're James Spader in this small room with me. Why is James Spader stooping himself into a little room like that?
For the second half of the show, I would like you to conduct an interview like I am James Spader.
I'll do
you
that.
Said you did role playing when you were auditioning or trying to get that job.
Yeah.
We'll do.
Applying.
We'll do that. I'll be James Spader.
Right.
And you can.
Just ask you questions from my favorite James Spader
all
movies.
All right.
During the making of Endless Love, there was a scene where you... Are we on? Are we still on? Yeah, that'll be fun.
That will be fun. All right, we're going to take a break, and then Judy Pilek is going to sneak into this little production room. We're going to do some news, and then we'll finish the second half of the stream.
That's how it works, Wendy. Yep.
Be honest. Isn't this going way better than you thought it would?
Yeah.
All right, good.
But I have very low expectations. So it's
well,
easy.
That's what I like about you, Bill.
Thank you.
You're very easy
you.
To work with.
Yes, thank you. All right, more after this. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right, that actually worked.
Yeah, you seem surprised.
Well, I was told... Oh, now I get what's happening.
What?
There was an issue with playing commercials from this production room.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there was a setting I had to change, and now I see what it is.
Everything's okay now?
Jasmine, help me.
All right.
Thank you, Jazzy.
Right. No problem.
For those
I feel
of you
like
just...
we're in your clubhouse. You've always wanted to have a clubhouse.
Yeah.
And now Judy Pilak.
This is smaller
Judy,
than
welcome
clubhouse.
To our clubhouse. I thank you. I thank you all for ignoring that no girls allowed sign.
Really, yeah,
no
girls. You're the only
girls,
boy.
Not only did I ignore it, I ripped it off the door.
You did?
Yeah.
What was
no,
the
no.
password? Did Bill give you a password? To
yeah,
sign?
It was the list.
Yeah, you know it. That's it.
That was yesterday's show. If you missed it, check out the podcast.
Yep. It was a classic.
I still can't get over it.
It was
so.
A classic.
It was a classic.
These are deal breakers for Bill F. If you missed it, really check it out. It's yeah. really funny from yeah. yesterday. The bonus hour. That's what it's called, right, Jasmine?
Correct.
All
yeah.
right. That's what you do. Go to WGNradio.com.
Tomorrow, mostly sunny, the high 76. What is so funny?
I just am laughing that Judy's in our clubhouse
yeah,
right now.
It's fun to have you in our clubhouse.
I don't even have headphones on.
This is like
it's
the
really
fakest
difficult.
Radio show I've ever been a part of in my life.
On the air.
I know. This is on the air.
They said,
no
okay,
way.
Bill, Wendy, go in this little production room right here. Judy will come in. Jasmine will do some work on the floor with their yeah. legs crossed.
Yeah. I mean, there's a camera somewhere in here, and they're all laughing in the conference
yeah.
room right now.
They think
they're
funny.
On the air.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. We have to do a
Well, those are the headlines. I'm Judy Pilak. Goodbye.
Thank you, Judy.
We should...
Hey, here I am. Oh, sorry.
Jasmine, you got to get in it. This is, like, ridiculously stupid.
But the picture makes it look larger than it actually is. Somehow.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how you're doing it, but it doesn't it? It looks like it's very spacious in the photograph.
It is not.
No, it's very
All right,
cramped.
Yeah.
All right.
So that we could put that
Thanks,
on Instagram.
Judy.
Follow us
All
on
right,
Instagram.
It's really hot in here and claustrophobic. I'll see you later. Bye.
All right.
Thanks for inviting me to your clubhouse.
You're welcome, Judy.
Next
Tell
time,
your friends.
Maybe you could have some food and water or something.
There's no room.
Or binoculars. What else do you have in the clubhouse?
You can't. There's
Playboys,
cigarettes, vodka.
Under the carpet.
It's Bill's clubhouse. Do you think there'd be
sorry.
Any fun stuff?
That's
comic books.
That's hurtful.
And toys
and Playboys.
Club soda
that's
and toys.
Mean. You're mean.
Still in the box, we couldn't play with them.
That's all very mean.
Oh, watch your foot. There's some underoos on it.
Oh, all right. Let's come to that.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, Judy. Wendy, there's a big change over at Animal Crackers.
I got to be honest with
this?
You. I heard about this.
Listen, you know about this?
You know I love animals more than anything,
sure.
but sometimes people who protect animals go off the deep
you
end.
You think they've gone too far? Nabisco or other companies, but it's now under the blanket title of Nabisco Foods, they have been creating animal crackers for how many years? How many years do you think we've had animal crackers for?
I am 32 years old.
Yeah.
And I have been at least, I'd say 40 to 50 years.
Oh, you're
years.
Close. Very close. 116 years.
Oh, my God.
They
really?
Have made animal crackers.
Our parents had them when they were kids.
Our great-great-grandparents had animal crackers.
Holy gosh.
During the War of 1812. Wait, I'm doing the math. No, they did not have them during the War of 1812. But for 116 years, which I would say, if you're walking down your cookie aisle, it's got to be in the top two or three, right? If not the number one oldest
yeah.
of cookie foods.
What's older? Nilla wafers?
No, I bet Nilla wafers came about later. I'm trying to think what could possibly be older.
And part of the fun of the animal crackers, Bill,
yes.
and you can attest to this,
yes.
was the little string that you carried, like, I thought it was a little purse. You probably
oh,
did, too.
Yeah, my animal purse. That's right. Why is that funny?
And it was there to represent a train car.
Right. That's absolutely right. So now the change that they're making over at Nabisco, because people at PETA and similar groups have complained, is that for all those years, 116 years, the animals pictured on the box were in cages. And they said, well, that's not fair to the cartoon animals. You can't just have cartoon animals in cages for 116 years. So from now on, from this day forward, when you see animal crackers in your cookie aisle, the animals will be roaming free.
That is the dumbest thing ever. Listen, I don't believe in caged animals. I think my dog, Kona, is in a cage right now because it's a crate and he's home alone.
Yeah.
So he's got to watch it. Bill's making the home alone face.
Yep.
It's so much more fun in your clubhouse.
Can everyone see this? I'm making the Macaulay Culkin home alone face.
But, animals have to be transported.
Yes.
You know, you see like cattle cars on the roadway, or sometimes you'll see like a trailer with a horse being pulled.
Yeah.
I always feel really bad because then it's like, what if they get in an accident and a horse has to stand the whole way? That's like being on the L with no seat. It sucks.
Yeah.
But you have to transport animals sometimes.
Right.
So this little thing of animal crackers, they were in a circus train.
Yeah, that's.
I mean, I guess the circus is bad now that we know it, but not every animal was abused.
I always envisioned it that the animals were going to someplace fun. Like
what,
it was
on
a
vacation?
Field trip. Yeah, like the ringmaster
said. They're taking the Amtrak?
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to play out the whole circus season, and then when it's done, we'll go someplace fun. We'll go to San Diego. You guys can frolic on the beach. And all the animals were like, where do we sign up for that?
No.
They loved it. If you were PETA or a similar group to PETA and you were concerned about the animals and their safety, think about what goes on with a box of animal crackers. A kid's going to open that box and then bite the head off of a duck or something.
Yeah, but they're not going to go do it to a real duck.
No, I hope kids listening, please don't bite the head off of a real duck. But any of those animals, they're gonna be eaten piece by piece. I mean, if you're PETA, you go, we got to stop making animal crackers. It's bad. It's bad for the business. Bad for the industry.
I like what PETA's thoughts are. I do. They want to protect animals. Remember, was it, I want to say Mary Tyler Moore. She came out against lobsters, remember?
No.
She was...
What did she say
I'll
about lobsters?
She was trying to... I think she
trying
was
to save
with,
all the lobsters?
She was with PETA in this saying that when you dip a lobster in boiling water, it hurts them.
Well, we were always told that the lobster doesn't feel it, but
Who told you that? The lobster fishermen?
My friends who are lobster fishermen?
Can you get me a deal?
Yes. I have to think, if you're a living creature and you're lowered into a vat of boiling hot water, you're probably going to feel some discomfort, I would imagine. I can't see how you pull it off without feeling, hey, there's really, really, really hot water on me all of a sudden. I don't like it here.
She wanted to free the lobsters. It was Mary Tyler Moore.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Are you still going to eat lobsters? Because you loved Mary Tyler Moore.
Despite my love for Mary Tyler Moore, Wendy, I'm gonna continue to eat lobsters. But I have fooled myself into believing that all lobsters that I eat volunteered. That their life was such that they just went, I've spent a good couple of years on the planet, I've enjoyed myself, but it's time to be made into a lobster roll. I've convinced myself of that.
All right. I hope to God you're kidding, because, you know, a half of me believes you.
Which half? I'm just curious. I'm just wondering.
Not my brain. I just, I don't like to think about the whole animal issue.
Well, animals are, let's be honest, they are mistreated for the most part, especially with the food industry, because even if you're treated like a king or a queen,
you're still getting killed.
In the end, it doesn't go well.
And
the last day is not going to be good.
Listen, and I know that there are a lot of farmers in the Midwest and all over the world, and some listen to us, and I'm not knocking what you do, because half of me wishes I grew up on a farm, because I think I would like it. I really do. I know it's a lot of work.
To live on a farm?
Yeah. If
I don't
my family,
think you would do well on a farm.
But if my family was a farm family, that's all you know, and you work hard.
Right.
And breakfast tastes oh so good because you have
fresh
eggs.
Very fresh. Yeah.
And, but I don't know... I guess, again, if this is a family thing, but I don't know how you can raise an animal and knowing that it's going to go to slaughter.
Slaughtered and eaten.
I was listening to about the state fair. There was this like scout group and troop or whatever that raised this pig and fed him and took care of him. And they're like in a young farmers club.
Yeah.
And they raised him knowing that they tried to fatten him up because they wanted to get more money for him at markets.
Yeah.
But the point was, Piggy was going to market.
Yeah.
How could you take care of something knowing that somebody's going to kill it?
I don't understand that at all.
But then, oh my God, give me a pork chop or a BLT and I'm all over it.
Well, I think I know I've told you this before. I've tricked myself into believing that whatever food I eat, that it has existed only as that food, that it wasn't a cow or a pig.
Yeah.
Because if every time I got a hamburger, I thought about the history.
You'd never eat a hamburger.
Go crazy. And that's like that for every food. When I get ribs, and I love ribs, I don't think about this what not long ago, this was a pig walking around somewhere. I go, this is ribs.
Well, you can't. You have to not think about it or you'd become a vegan.
Right.
And it's funny because there are two people in my family, one I'm married to, Jimmy Mack, and my niece, Kara. When we have our chicken parties that I've mentioned,
yeah,
in
you've talked about the chicken parties.
We do a family function and we bring fried chicken. And I know I should just call it like a picnic, but no, I call it a chicken party.
Sounds better.
Although you have pizza parties.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
My sister, we had a chicken party a couple weeks ago.
Oh, you did?
And,
why don't you post that on,
shut up,
on the internet?
And Jim and my niece Kara will not eat chicken. My sister had to get chicken tenders for them.
Chicken tenders are still chicken.
But there's no bones. They both have an aversion. Jim tends to deny it, but he has an aversion to eating something like a chicken leg looks like a chicken leg.
Yeah, it does.
And I said...
But not like a drumstick.
Sometimes what do you mean?
People call it a drumstick and you go...
Well, not like
not
a
really
drum.
Really shaped like a drumstick.
Well, I don't think they mean it to be a drumstick.
I don't know. It's a fake name. It's a bad name for it. I would just go, isn't it?
That's a skinny leg if it was a drumstick. Are these olive oils?
Remember how yesterday we were saying the constellations, they're a little liberal.
Yeah,
you got a star here, a star here, a star here. And they go, look, it's the king of the squid. And you go, no, it's not a king. It's just a bunch of stars in a cluster. I'm like that with the drumstick. I don't call it that because it's not, it's roughly the size of a drumstick, but it's not a... Get a drum kit and drum with those legs and see how it goes.
Although, didn't they use them as drumsticks?
So you're saying that drummers in the early days of drumming actually used chicken legs instead of...
I don't know.
I don't think they did.
I saw it in a cartoon
once.
It'd
be all greasy. Everybody's drum kit would be greasy.
All right, but anyway...
That's why drummers get a bad rap, because they're just sitting in grease all day drumming.
Like, Jim can't get past like the wing or the leg, because it's like it resembles... a chicken wing. It really does.
Yeah.
And my niece 100% liked that. So I said, you know, can you eat ribs? And Jimmy Mack said, well, of course I can. Mm-hmm. And I said, they look more like what they are than
more.
A chicken.
That's a whole rib cage right there.
Yeah.
No.
And then I said to my niece, can you eat ribs? And she goes, I can't eat them on the bone. I said, well, what do you mean? And she said, well, if my husband will cut them off the bone, I love the way they taste, but I can't hold a rib and eat them.
That's interesting. That's even goofier than me pretending they were never an animal.
I know.
Because that's, that's shaped just like a rib cage. That's all it's shaped like.
I know.
Oh, that's crazy.
I can't think about it. You know, I love eggs. Do you like eggs?
I did when I was younger, but then as I got older, it would always occur to me what was going on there. Ooh, that's crazy. What are we eating? That's... I should just eat Fruit Loops. That's it. I shouldn't eat anything else.
If I had to raise animals, I don't know. I tend to think I wouldn't be able to kill them. But then if I did raise animals, no. I would be used to that.
Be a horrible farmer.
Mary,
I couldn't kill anything. I would just be the worst farmer ever. First of all, the hours, not good for me.
Yeah, you got to get up at the crack of dawn. And who's Dawn?
I don't know.
Did you go to school with
her? No, they never tell you who that is.
But Mary Tyler Moore dedicated her whole life to animals.
All animals or just lobsters? Why did
all animals.
Oh, she did.
She was an animal rights activist and a children's health advocate.
I hope they treated that kitty nicely who did her her logo at the end of MTM.
Yeah.
I hope she did.
Knowing cats, dogs, and lobsters cannot speak for themselves, Mary Tyler Moore made it her mission to give them a voice and, in many cases, a home.
Yeah.
She co-founded Broadway Barks, an organization devoted to finding forever homes for shelter pets.
Mm-hmm.
And she became a vegetarian in an effort not to hurt a living thing.
That's admirable.
It is. And really, we should all do that. I just can't give up steak.
I wonder
pork chops or meatloaf.
I wonder who was more... the friend to animals between her and Betty White, because Betty White is considered Hall of Fame when the breakdown is humans who have been kind to animals. I wonder if they tried to outdo each other in their kindness to animals.
Why does it always have to be a competition? Why can't it be two friends and wonderful people
working
that are,
together?
Yeah, that are trying to make it better for...
Could be.
Ellen is helps.
Oh, yeah.
Too.
She does.
There was an episode of Ellen DeGeneres. Mary Tyler Moore appeared to help Ellen liberate as many lobsters from a restaurant as possible.
Oh.
It was a nod to her fight for Spike. And an on-screen example, Spike was a lobster that she saved, I believe.
Oh.
Yep.
Have you ever been to a lobster pound where they want you to select the one?
A lobster pound?
Yeah.
Like at a restaurant?
Well, a lobster pound is a, yeah, it's
a tank in a restaurant.
Yeah. See, they have these things in New England that are called lobster pounds. So it's a whole...
outdoor area,
yeah, and it's tanks and generators and stuff, and it's all devoted to.
Do you have to pick your own?
Yeah.
Do you do it?
I couldn't do it. I went up there
so
with the intention.
Pick it
to,
for you?
The waiter. I said to the waiter, "Just give me, you know,
give me a 2-pounder.
Give me a 2-pounder because I went up with the intention of doing
it,
and you see the lobsters hiding behind each other, going, "Look at how good he looks. Look at that guy. You like lobster meat? Look at this guy.
That is the Left Brothers in a tank. That would be you throwing your brother under the...
This guy couldn't be more tasty, this guy. I call him Captain Butter, because he is so good. You put some butter on him, you're going to have the time of your life. You just,
Captain
I don't know.
Butter.
They're all like, they've got this weird kind of, I know my days are numbered, but I don't want today to be my day.
Would you ever think that one of the ugliest things ever would be the tastiest things you've ever had?
I don't get it. How
and
could
like,
that be?
Cows are just beautiful. I'm sorry. You see them on the side of the road. They have these giant eyelashes and these beautiful eyes.
Yeah.
I can't think about it. I mean, yeah. I know what it is, but I don't know. I can't think about, I can talk about it because when I'm having a steak, I'm not envisioning, like the thought bubble above my head is not like this cute little Guernsey.
So do you think most people do what you and I have both kind of admitted to, where you have to separate the history of what you're eating, the food history, the animal days, and just think about it as the food itself? Do most people do that? I wonder.
I would imagine they have to or they'd never eat meat again.
It would drive you crazy. You thinking about it. This is somebody's child. This is some animal's child. This is some animal's mother or father.
All right, well, now you're really stretching it thick. Jasmine, do you eat meat?
All the time.
Do you ever think about the animals?
Jazz has
no.
She's got a sandwich going right now.
No, I don't. Now I feel like a bad person.
No.
You
I
have
don't.
To do what
Obviously.
You said, right?
I mean...
You gotta separate it and go, this is only ribs or this is only a hamburger.
My family's from down south, so I've seen a lot of the...
Farming
yeah. happening. So I think I'm immune to
yeah,
it now.
Yeah, you probably
so
are
I'm
used
like,
to it.
So I'm like, okay, well, life happens. Circle of life.
Yeah, well, I don't like to even think of it about, you know, it loses its life for me. I can't get that deep into it.
Did you ever see the thing on 60 Minutes where they showed the housing for chickens that were going to quickly
disgusting.
Be slaughtered?
I mean, they're just... And there's another commercial going on. And listen, I'm not going to say that you guys can figure it out for yourself, but a certain fast food restaurant is mentioned. And the reason I'm not saying it is because I don't know this to be true.
Yeah.
I don't even know where this is from.
Yeah.
You're astroturfing. It's like, I don't know who starts these
right.
campaigns.
Right.
I know there were some reports of a chicken company, again, I'm not going to mention, that allegedly workers were found just throwing the chickens against the wall. So I stopped eating there for a while, and then allegedly that was all rectified, but they admitted to it happening. Now there's something that, you know, a lot of fast food places get their chickens that are free-range chickens, but there's one in particular that leaves them in cramped quarters where they're eating their own feces. Again, I don't know that to be true. And I may have added the eating their own feces.
Yeah, I didn't remember that part, but...
But just mistreating them is the point.
Yeah.
I mean, aren't all these places mistreating animals because they're ultimately killing them?
Yes.
But they should live a decent life. I mean, you know...
But even if somebody... All right, I know this is extreme. Somebody said to you, we're going to give you a beach house in Hawaii and you get to live there every day, but at the end of the 8 months, sadly, we have to slaughter you. You wouldn't sign up for that. We're going to give you the best life.
8 months? It's a long time.
An open
a sweet little beach house.
When you spend the whole 8 months going, how much time do I have left? 4.5 months? Ugh, that's not enough time. I should have signed this deal.
Well, they don't know it that way. And veal. I don't eat veal because of I don't believe in it.
Because it's young?
Yeah, it's a little baby cow that they leave in a small box so it doesn't develop any muscle.
Muscles.
Any muscular, I was going to say. It's just so it's really super tender. Now, that disgusts me to no end,
yeah.
So I won't eat it. And then that was when I first found out what it was. I had had it, and I said in my mind, I'm like, it really wasn't that good anyway.
Right.
But is it? Because I just...
It is pretty good.
I won't let myself eat it, so I don't even care if it's good.
Veal Parmesan is one of the best things you
chicken
could ever...
Chicken Parmesan.
Chicken Parmesan is good, too, but... Something about veal parmesan, but then in the back of my head, I'm always going, but so taken away so young.
You don't think
that.
And
then
that.
I eat cottage fries.
And I love meatballs. I make my own meatballs. I kind of made my own recipe. My mom and grandma, it's weird. A lot of Italians don't make meatballs. It's like an American thing.
Hmm.
And so I made my own, and now my kids love them.
Meatballs don't really exist much in
Italy. Well, they exist, but I think we Americanized it. Like, chop suey is not very popular.
No, we invented that.
All right. Well, meatballs were made, you know, in Italy, obviously.
Yeah.
But I think I never had them growing up, ever.
Oh, wow.
My grandma would just put meat in the sauce.
Yeah, right.
We were
yeah.
Northern Italian, so her sauce was really thick, like chili, with a lot of meat in it.
Yeah, yeah.
And she used pork and beef. And I've gotten so used to my meatballs, and so have my kids, that when we go to an Italian restaurant and they get spaghetti and meatballs, we can honestly tell if there's veal in it. It just doesn't taste like beef to
really?
Me.
Really? Yeah. Wow.
And people say veal's sweeter. Perhaps that's not what I like about it, or what I don't
Would
like about it.
You send it back?
No, I mean, I usually ask, do you put veal in your meatballs? And if they say yes, then I don't get them.
Oh.
But sometimes I don't even ask. It's if the kids want meatball, let's see if they have good meatballs here. But I can totally tell if there's veal in it. I just won't let myself eat veal.
Yeah, well, that's admirable of you.
But is it really? I eat everything else.
Oh, I guess not then. Wow. What an about face that was.
Yeah, I don't know
that
what it is.
That was fast. That was fast.
I just feel sorry for the little veal.
Sure. Yeah, I get it.
You don't, though.
I do, but...
Not bad enough?
I've confused myself enough to be able to eat it without tracing its path, you know? I wish I...
We've all lived to do that.
Yeah, I'm telling you, we would all go stir crazy if you thought about the semantics of what your meal is prior to it being your meal. It's not pleasant, you know?
We've probably ruined a bunch of lunches.
I think
today.
We probably did. All right, we apologize for that part. All right, we'll close things off in just a little bit, so stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Well, it was a smaller venue, Wendy, but boy, it packed a punch, didn't it?
Yeah, but, you know, don't you want a smaller venue? Because then it looks like more people came.
There's nobody in here but us. And Jasmine. That's it.
Actually, we lost one. Judy was in here.
Yeah, we lost. Yeah, half of our audience walked away.
Well, it's Bill, it's Wendy, and Jasmine, and we're here in a production studio, not even the main production studio. And Chris Duffy is in the main production studio, and did you hear through the walls that he was just
loud
rocking
rock
and rolling?
Yes, I did. Some Aerosmith, very, very loud. Tomorrow, Wendy and I will be broadcasting from a bucket. It should be fun.
Hello!
Looking forward to that. They said that they would empty the bucket before we got in, but we'll have to see how that plays out. I don't know.
They don't need to empty it, because there's a hole in the bucket.
Right. That's true.
That's my mini pearl hunk. I will be doing that again tomorrow.
That's fun.
From the bucket.
That's fun.
Junior Samples will stop by, and Buck Owens.
The Hager Twins?
Maybe, if
Love
you're good.
Love the Hager Twins.
If you're good.
Judd Strunk, will he be there tomorrow?
I don't know who that is.
Oh, he's fun. He's the only guy that was both on Rowan and Martin's Laughing and Hee Haw.
Really?
Yeah. Judd Strunk.
I know Charlie Weaver.
Charlie Weaver wasn't on...
Roy Clark?
Hee Haw. Yeah, he was
Roy Clark was an amazing guitarist.
Yes.
I mean, you didn't know it because everybody was just a joke on Hee Haw.
Right. Grandpa Jones?
Yeah.
How old was he?
I don't know, grandpa-ish.
I'm afraid to look it up because what if I'm older than he was when he was a peon? That always happens when I look up a guy's age. I go, wow, I'm older than that guy. I'm older than Scatman Crothers. What happened?
I don't know.
All right, that's it, everybody. I hope you enjoyed yourself. And
I did.
Yeah, it was fun.
You?
Yeah, it was nice. All right, so tomorrow, another adventure. Bye, everybody. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.